It's a confusing time in school finance, a maelstrom of local and state governments trying to master a Byzantine system that is broken in every way, but the most important one, it remains, according to the Supreme Court, constitutionally sound, laments the Texas Tribune's Ross Ramsey, echoing almost everyone on the broken statement. He's wrong, and so have I been when using the broken label. Texas public school finance is not broken. The secret that isn't really a secret is that the Texas school finance system works every day as designed, but those involved disagree with the policies behind the system and its many formulas. Property wealthy districts don't like sharing their wealth, even the leftist among them, such as those in the wealthiest district, Austin ISD. And poorer districts like getting some of that wealth. Small land area rural districts don't like getting less per student than larger districts. Urban districts don't like getting things rural districts get. Rural districts don't like some of the things urban districts get. And it goes on to near political infinity. There are all kinds of so-called items of inequity in the school finance system, but not because it is broken, but because each of those items was designed to account for some other type of real or perceived inequity. The sooner we stop falling for the school finance is broken line, the sooner we can realize that Texas is too culturally, economically, and geographically different to have a one-size-fits-all school funding program that will please all parties involved. If we just did that, we could more easily address tweaks and repairs without all the near-apocalyptic school rhetoric. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.